Anonymous from Brooklyn asks, there's a lot of talk about the Christians censoring 166 years of the Jewish calendar. That means we only have 71 years left till Mashiach. Is that true? First of all, hopefully we don't have 71 seconds left till Mashiach, because a person has to believe that Mashiach can come at any second. And also, the idea that the world is 6,000 years and Mashiach must come by the end of the 6,000 years is not something that is understood simply, literally, by all of the commentaries. The Rambam, the Meiri, all say that that it has other implications, and therefore to set a time by which Mashiach has to come, no one knows when that time is. And if it would have been that the deadline is a 6,000 years, then everybody would know. So I don't understand or really know anything about this Christian censoring 166 years of the Jewish calendar, and it's really irrelevant. Mashiach will come when we are ready and deserve it. It can come earlier than the deadline, or it can come by the deadline. When the deadline is, no one knows. Anonymous asks, I just came back from a year in Israel. I learned a lot. How do I keep this up? Also, I daven twice a day in Israel as a seminary provided us time. I now find myself always in a rush. How do I overcome this? I want to daven twice a day. Thank you. Okay, I answered a similar question before, and you can refer to that, the answer to that question, how to keep up the inspiration you got in Eretz Yisrael back in Chutz Laretz. About davening twice a day, I would imagine that a good advice would be that you make your time for davening a set time and make your daily schedule revolve around those set times. It'd be much easier for you to set up your day in a way that you'll be able to daven those two